Install child-proof doors and locks on all interior doors. Teach children how to swim and learn CPR. If you live in Broward and your child is between 6 months and 4 years old, you may qualify for free drowning prevention classes. Call 211 or 954-357-SWIM or visit watersmartbroward.org.
Yo, what's good? This is the fella with the low top fade. This is Play from Kid and Play, and you're listening to WHQT, Carl Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Cox Media Group station.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you can save 15% or more.
50 minutes of today's R&D and old school.
A love to last past Saturday night, and I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight, and I want a Sunday kind of love. Oh yeah, yeah. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody, someone to care. And I'm on a lonely road that leads to nowhere. I need a Sunday.
South Florida, celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Art is what we call the thing the artist does. It's not the medium or the oil or the price or whether it hangs on a wall or you eat it. What matters, what makes it art, is that the person who made it overcame resistance, ignored the voices of doubt, and made something worth making, something risky, something something human. Art, my friends, is not in the eye of the beholder. It is in the soul of the artist. That is Seth Godin, and I am Jill Tracy. Good night and welcome. Thank you for joining us on Hot Talk, South Florida's number one community affairs show, each and every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. We labor to highlight the achievements and discuss the challenges of our community with you and an engaging panel of guests. And we invite you to join the conversation at 888-550-9105. My jewels tonight are from Seth Godin, author of 18 bestsellers in 35 languages. He writes the way, he writes about the way ideas spread, marketing, quitting, leadership, and most of all, changing everything in the world. His blog is one of the most popular in the world. His latest book is What to Do When It's Your Turn. And I just bought it on Amazon. I suggest you do as well. Google him, Seth Godin, G-O-D-I-N. I guarantee you that the Simones read Seth Godin before they went to Rio. God, how amazing. How amazing. I really, you know, was not really so much into the Olympics. Although, and it's so funny, I love American Ninja Warrior. Like, that's my favorite show on television. And, like, I can, and so I'm watching both Simones, and I'm like, oh, it would be so good on American Ninja Warrior. I can't wait to see that. That would be cool. Olympic All-Stars. Don't ask me. I don't know what it is about that show, but I love it. And I'm so excited to read his book. He's just really brilliant when it comes to marketing. And I think you'll enjoy him as well. And did you see our sister? Oh, my goodness. What was her name? The sister that shot put. Do you remember that? I meant to write it down. But she won, too. She brought home the gold as well. Shouts out to everybody on Facebook Live. I had a small catastrophe. I'll be right back with you in a few. I'm trying this new, like, fandangled, like, thing to hold the phone. And it just fell apart in like 3 or 4 pieces. But see, that's what happens when you shop at Five Below. Looking for studio equipment. Huh. So I went, have you seen those Five Below stores?
No.
They're new. They're like dollar stores, but everything is $5 and below.
Wow.
Get it? Okay, but it's too easy to spend $20 in there.
It must be real new stores.
They are. They're very, very new. They're just one just popped up. You know, in a strip mall near me. And so yeah, I went in there for, I don't know what, but I came $25 later with 5 things. And I'm like, okay, that's not quite like the dollar store. I think I should stay out of there. And this is, yeah, not, the poor little thing doesn't work. So there you go. So much for that. So we should have Mark Young, this week in Donald Trump, I've convinced myself that this week he's trying to get out of the race. it just can't be.
He's just like the gift that keeps
on giving. I swear, I think that he really wants to get out. I hope that's what it is anyway. Because now, though, you know, the majority of Republicans now are even saying, okay, the charade's over. We got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
He's embarrassing the party. He's embarrassing all of us.
That's their nominee?
So, yeah. But see, that's what the hate that hate produces. That's it. You're looking at it right there. So, hopefully this will be over soon. But I don't know. We still have what, T-minus 80 days and counting. Yeah. Can you believe it's here already?
Yeah, time is flying pretty quickly. Yeah.
I don't know. I just, you know, the Green Party candidate. So apparently, if he gets at least 15%. Of the vote, he'll be in the debates. So, he and she, Jill Stein is the other one. They would be in the debate. So, you know, the hate is real on both sides, for Hillary and for him. I can't even say his name anymore. And today, wow, did you happen to see Michael Putney today?
No,
by any chance? Yeah. Listen, Mayor Jimenez and Rachel Rigolato went at it. She went for him.
Wow.
Listen, She listened to Rihanna on the way to the studio. Okay, she was ready for Jimenez this morning. So hopefully she will be here next Sunday, and I'm looking forward to it. That's my kind of girl. So I'm looking forward to meeting her tonight in the studio. We have a cornucopia of guests tonight, leading up to August 30th. We were blessed to have this magnificent platform, and I want to be able to use it to so you can hear from the candidates. I was just telling Willie Jones, who is how much fun we have saying his name around here. Willie Jones is running for sheriff in Broward County. And I was just telling him about, you know, the show and how I've been in entertainment for 20-odd years. That's just been my beat. But I always had a, you know, cursory knowledge of politics. I was always kind of interested in it. And he was like, so, don't ask me any hard-hitting questions. And are you going to ask me any hard-hitting questions? I was like, no, because you know what it is? When I watch the Sunday show, the one thing about all the Sunday shows, and I think that why a lot of people are not involved, because they kind of talk inside themselves. They are their own little community, the people that cover them, you know, all the candidates. And so unless you really know the lingo a lot of times, you don't know what they're talking about. And here, it's like I am as green as a listener when it comes to, you know, what is important for us. And I say a lot of times the voting is like wine and jazz. You love it, but you don't know how to talk about it. You know, you don't know all the different reds and all the different, you know, the difference between all the musicians. So the next couple of weeks up to the, well, really honestly up until we get to November, but certainly in the next couple of weeks for our primary. I'm inviting, you know, the candidates, if you are running for office, be my guest. Come, you know, we invite you to come on Hot Talk and share what and why you're running and why you think you would be the best person for whatever position it is that you are going to hold. So it is an open mic. So give us a call. You can hit me up at jill@hot105fm.com. And, you know, let's make it happen. People want to hear from you, and I want them to hear it in your voice. And so tonight, hopefully I can have our dear friends over in the green room bring our guest in now. As I mentioned, running for sheriff of Broward County is Willie Jones. State Rep Barbara Watson is here as well. And I don't know who's in that green room now because I've been back there for the past 10 minutes. So I'm hoping that Yvette will bring them over, that they can hear the sound of our voice from here. So what's up with you? Are you watching the Olympics?
Yeah, I have. I haven't been paying attention, as I should. But I watched it not today, but yesterday.
Yeah,
pretty good stuff there. Saw Puerto Rico win that gold.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, that was yesterday. So that, you know, congratulations to Puerto Rico. They
Puerto Rico. Thing. Hey, Puerto. Okay. Anyway, I went to Clearwater. Clearwater, Tampa, St. Pete, the whole thing, the little troika.
How was that?
It is, let me tell you something. There's a little town in Clearwater called Dunedin. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, I mean, it's like the town that time forgot. It is the home of the Nielsen ratings.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. Wow. Amazingly so. And Florida's first microbrewery. As well as, and it's actually still there, and it was something else. But yeah, the Nielsen readings, and that was the major company in this little town. Wow. But I'll tell you, the most charming people, like, just really great people, just hospitable and not in that scary kind of, oh, it's a bunch of black people way. No, just really genuine, just really nice people. I really enjoyed that.
That's great.
Yeah, it's so nice when you go someplace like that where you think...
And places like that, they're not too far, but they feel like they're far because you know you take that drive across the state and it's totally different. The feel is different.
Way different on the Southwest Coast. I went to the Salvador Dali Museum. That was magnificent. Yeah. And then there's a little island that you go out, which is the number one beach, one of the number one beaches in the world. Mm-hmm. But you have to go by ferry and the whole thing. And we didn't have that much time there, but we had a really, really good time. So
that's great.
I really, really enjoyed that. So as we wait for them in the green room to bring the guest in, There's been a lot of discussion about the fact that African American women will decide. I think we've talked about that on this show. Will decide this year's election. And a new poll just came out and said nearly 3 in 4 African American women are strongly afraid of what will happen if their candidate loses the election. And you know that most of those are not talking about Donald Trump. More than half of all Americans strongly agree that they feared the outcome of the race between Trump and Hillary. They still fear the outcome. Now, we don't have a lot of choices. 888-550-9105. Are you perplexed about what your choice is going to be? I mean, I'm pretty much clear on my choice, but there are a lot of Bernie Sanders people out there that are just really kind of out in the wilderness in terms of who they're going to, which way they're going to go. But in terms of the local races, there have been, you can't throw a rock and not hit a political forum in the past couple of weeks or a book bag giveaway. But shouts out because the community really, really, really has come out in support. This year seemed like more than ever, but really came out to support sending kids back to school prepared. Shouts out to my dear sister on the mic, Super Cindy, who did her Super Friends event on Saturday. It was extremely well attended, and just shouts out to her for being down for the kids, because Cindy loved the kids. And well, hello and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We're still missing a guest. Willie? Yes. How are you, Miss Barbara?
I'm awesome. Thank you.
Have a seat, my dear. We are live on the air.
Okay.
Please say hello and welcome in your own home. Clap for her. Representative Barbara Watson in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you for getting up. Staying up, I should say, this time of night with us. I want to share a little bit with you guys about, about Miss Barbara Watson while we wait for Mr. Willie Jones, a Miami native. She became active in community affairs, starting with the Andover Civic Association in 1992. An entrepreneur, she owned Watson Antique and Classic Cars with her husband. Later, she served as director on the Florida Limousine Association. She served on the Miami Garden City Council from 2003 to 2010 and was vice mayor. I didn't know that. From 2007, I was gone. There you go. 2007 to 2009 and 2012, following the reconfiguration of legislative districts. I really want to talk to you about that. Watson was moved into the 107th district, which, like her previous district, was based in Miami Gardens, but switched to reach Pembroke Pines for an extension to North Miami. You have to explain that one to me. Her service activities include Miami-Dade County North Task Force, the North Dade Municipal Advisory Committee, the Committee to Incorporate Miami Gardens, the Broward and Dade County Transportation Task Force, and the Andover Civic Association. Miss Watson is married and has 6 beautiful children and grandchildren. Please welcome State Representative Barbara Watson to Hot Talk.
Well, it is a pleasure to be here this evening with all of you and being able to have a conversation about what's going in District 107.
Yes, indeed. So what are the boundaries of your district now?
Well, the boundaries on the west side is the Palmetto, the Turnpike.
Okay.
Running east until you get to Aventura. And the northern border would be County Line Road, starting south to 135th and sort of snaking around to 125th.
Wow. Okay, so I've been trying to read up, particularly with Senator Bullard's district. Would you say that redistricting and gerrymandering are the same thing in South Florida?
Well, I kind of believe it was when it came to the House seats.
Mm-hmm.
One of the points, and also with the Senate seats I brought to the awareness of the committee, is that we were using very old statistics in doing and drawing these districts.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean, you would take the census of 2000 and we apply it so that we can equally divide up the districts for the Senate as well as for the House of Representatives. But when we started to draw the Senate maps, we were into 2016. So we were looking at old
data from old a data. Decade almost ago.
Actually, the data came from 2010. So let me
six years old.
And with that, we had lost 2.5 million people who had relocated and moved to Florida.
Wow.
Which kind of hung out there somewhere, which was not really applied. Which would, had you put those numbers into the equation, we would have seen much different looking districts for the Senate.
Mm. Okay.
And we knew those people were there because we have the University of Florida that does the distribution of funds to the various municipalities, and they kind of track it for the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's a contractual agreement that's between the state and also with the university. And so they keep track of that so that they can disperse monies to the various communities, the cities, and also to the counties. So when you leave 2.5 million people out of the count and redistrict, something is wrong.
Yeah, you're going to have some issues. Okay, so now, and I also would like to welcome, we have a third that's coming in, but I'd also like to welcome Willie Jones. We just love saying your name. Willie Jones has served as a citizen of Dade and Broward counties in law enforcement for nearly four decades as a law enforcement officer, a law consultant, and community activist. Willie grew up in Miami-Dade County, became a Dade County Corrections Officer in 75, transitioned to the City of Fort Lauderdale's Police Department, where he, along with other black officers, formed the Alliance of Involved Minorities, or AIM, out of necessity for minorities in the City of Fort Lauderdale. At the time, this was the, you know what, when I read this earlier today, I was like, at the time, and that was the 80s, yeah, it's still prevalent, it's still important now. What are we, in 2016? And Fort Lauderdale's, it is now Fort Lauderdale's Black Police Officers Association, a vibrant and resourceful part of the agency. In 95, Willie Jones joined the Broward Sheriff's Office. He works patrol and was promoted to sergeant. He is a member of the illustrious men of Omega Psi Phi fraternity, a Freemason, Pompano Beach Kiwanis Club, and fraternal for the members of police. What, that doesn't sound,
fraternal order of police.
Of police. Welcome, Willie Jones.
Thank you.
How are you, sir?
I'm great this evening. How are you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored. Willie is running for sheriff.
Correct.
Why? No, I'm kidding. I'm serious, but I'm kidding.
You say why?
Yeah.
There are several reasons why. And the simple reason is that I'm a community service person.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the public, in the community my entire life. Now, the other reason is why, it's time. For the past 50 years, when it comes to policing communities, disadvantaged communities,
mm-hmm.
it's either they've been underserviced or not serviced at all. And the things that we're seeing currently now,
mm-hmm.
it's not new to us.
Yeah.
It's not new. So if we decide to stay where we're at, the status quo, where is it now? Nothing will change. So we're talking about bringing law enforcement from the 20th century modalities, practices, training, and philosophies to the 21st century best practices. That's the reason why. Because the millennials,
mm-hmm.
the Jenners,
mm-hmm.
will not be serviced the way the baby boomers were.
And the revolution will be on Facebook Live. We'll be back right after this break. Stay tuned. I am Jill Tracy. On Hot 105.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
Hot 105. Today's R&B and Old School presents the second annual Hot 105 R&B Groove. Featuring El DeBarge.
All plus Frankie Beverly Mays, Jaheim and Tank on Saturday, October 15th at the Bank United Center on the campus of the beautiful University of Miami. Tickets are on sale now and selling fast at the Bank United Center box office or on Hot105FM.com. And you know Hot 105 has got the most free tickets. Lock it on 105.1 all day to win them. And all winners qualify to win 4 front row tickets with backstage passes to meet the artists and take pictures, $500 to go shopping. And the best part of all, we're taking you up on stage to get serenaded by one of the performing artists.
Wait, what?
Now, that's the grand prize. For more chances to win, download our free Hot 105 app by texting 28367 with the keyword Hot 105 app. The second annual Hot 105 R&B Groove is brought to you by G-Squared Events and your station for today's R&B and old school. Hot 105.
Good morning, welcome to Burger King.
I'm looking at this enormous burrito, and man, it's big, I tell you that. Dang. Give me one of them enormouses. Enormouses. Watch out. Let's do it now.
Okay, I think I know what you're ordering.
Get the new Eggnormous Burrito now only at Burger King. A hearty breakfast burrito packed with sausage and bacon, plus eggs, cheese, and hash browns. Only at Burger King at participating restaurants.
Are you being denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates? At CreditRepair.com, we know life happens. Divorce, medical bills, student loans, and many other reasons why credit scores fall. That's why at CreditRepair.com, we're committed to helping folks get the second chance they deserve to improve their credit.
CreditRepair.com is actually acting as an advocate for me. Things that I thought when you paid them off, they were still on there. Things that I didn't even know were on there. But they got them removed. I feel they're doing what they said they'd do and beyond. I'm not going to abuse this second chance that they gave me. I'm in the process now of buying a home. CreditRepair.com actually does work.
We can help you get a second chance at great credit. The consultation is free and includes a free credit score and summary credit report. We'll review your current credit situation right on the phone with a game plan to restore it. Call 800-708-1401. That's 800-708-1401. Again, 800-708-1401. 800-708-1401.
Is that a radio in your pocket or you just, oh, it's just a phone? Well, you know, that's cool too, I guess. Yeah, mine's both. Radio and phone.
I know. Who is this mystical man from the future? And how do I get my hands on this phone/radio technology? I get it all the time. But it's like, just get the next radio app. Then you can impress all your friends by knowing exactly what's playing on every station at all times. You want to know who sings that song that was just on 3 songs ago? Boom. Recently played list. You can even save your favorites, sort by genre, and get the deets on upcoming concerts and album releases. And it uses 75% less battery power than streaming apps, meaning you can listen for longer wherever you go. So you basically just won radio. Yeah, you're welcome. Go ahead and try it. Maybe you'll win something for a change. Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go. Check supported devices and download the free app today from Google Play.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4747 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4747.
Tom Joyner in the morning, the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and everybody knows it's on 105.1.
This is the Flyjack Sound Wars. Coming up on the TKMS,
Money Mondays with Melody Hobson and Tika Sumter.
On Tuesday,
more seriously ignorant news with Damon Williams. Then there's Get Well Wednesday,
Sherry Shepard Thursday,
and Fun Friday when Huggy announces the Bama of the Week.
All that and more on the TJMS. And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Hot 105.
To join Hot Talk, call 888 888-
850-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
We commune in communities, building inclusively, gridlocked in unity, bringing together all for the better, politicians, activists, and celebrities, identifying cold conditions and current topics that need the light of day. Hot Talk with Jill Tracy brings the tropics on your radio. It's the heartbeat of the city, a conversation of expectations, successes, and reality for the betterment of the people. It's something to believe in. South Florida's sunshine in the evening on Hot 105.
And welcome back to Hot Talk, 888-550-9105. If you would like to join us, join the conversation in the studio with me tonight. Yes, indeed, we do. State Representative Barbara Watson. Willie Jones, who is running for sheriff of Broward County. And running to put more fire in your food. Chef Irie is in studio. How are you, sir?
I am fabulous, darling. How are you? Oh, my goodness. That sounded so cool.
I'm good. Glad to have you here.
Well, thank you.
The plan is for you to just ride shotgun with me tonight and, you know.
Look here, I'm right here, girl.
Okay.
Nothing's going to happen to you.
So, listen. So, you were working earlier today.
I had a brunch.
You just started a brunch and you're doing it once a month.
Yes, we're doing it once a month. So actually, today was the second in the installment, and the next one will be later in September. So, but it is once a month at Newport Beach Resort.
Which restaurant?
It's
So you take over the restaurant?
Not Kitchen 305, but we there's one of their utility spaces there. Banquet rooms,
right?
So it's their dining room, their breakfast dining room, actually. So we do the brunch there.
Like a chef? Are you like in the kitchen eating with the chef, that kind of thing, or is it?
We can arrange that, you know, Jill.
Karen told me that you were doing sort of like the dining with.
That's a different series.
Yes. We have to talk about that. I want
to
do one of those.
There you go.
We should do one of those for the candidates. We really should do one for the candidates.
Because
there's nothing better than sitting down, breaking bread with somebody, you know, to really get a chance to get to know them. Omar on line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
What's up? I wanted to touch on several things tonight, but one of the main things I wanted to touch on was the UN's report about basically how all Americans' rights are being compromised and about the racism that is rampant in the police departments and in this country. But I haven't heard it on national news, and I haven't heard a lot of black people on shows or whatever bring up that this report is pretty scathing about our rights and how we really don't have rights. One point they pointed out was how they take protesters, they arrest them for fake charges, and then they put these high bails and stuff on them. So basically, they're taking away your right to protest at all. So this is a huge report by the United Nations, but I don't see any outcry from Hillary Clinton's campaign or from Donald Trump or from black people, period. So,
and this was a report by the United Nations? What's the name of it? What should I Google to find it?
I texted it to your phone.
Oh, okay.
It's the United States report on. It was just out. I'll send it to your email again.
Okay.
But here, all right. Just like in Baltimore, we had all the information that came out about the Baltimore police. We know about that. That's nothing new. Where is the action that's going to be taken to get rid of these type of people? We have black police officers and a lot of black police officers in Baltimore also. So we have to talk about the racism that black police officers project on black people also.
Interesting. Hold that thought. Omar, hold that thought. I'm going to send that over to Willie Jones. Willie?
Well, the first thing we need to do is stop dealing with the 20th century modalities.
Mm-hmm.
We need to come to the 21st century. And simply meaning we need to start hiring people the proper way. We need to take away the subjective testing that we have in place in selecting police officers, period. And the only way you're going to do that, you have to remove the status quo. The status quo says it's working for us, it has worked for us, and we're going to continue to do that.
Well, I mean, is that really the thought that this is working? Because by all accounts, there is a problem in policing, period. in America.
You're absolutely correct. But if you, the definition of insanity is
doing the same thing and expecting a different result.
And we've been doing this for how many years?
Mm.
50 years. So the answer is yes. That's what's going on. Until we get a leader that's willing to step outside of that box, to break away from the old culture, the old norms of policing, we're going to continue to see this. Mm-hmm. It's going to continue to happen. Now, once we complete that part of the process, we need to bring in the 20th century best practices for training. Mm-hmm. And there must be some oversight at all levels. Oversight means a little bit more than transparency. It means a little bit more than accountability, because the oversight that I'm making reference to, you need a third party, someone from the outside that do not have a dog in the fight.
The fight. Mm-hmm.
Someone that's going to come in and tell it like it is. And with the new way of training, selecting the new leader and that type of oversight, mm-hmm. then you start weeding out the bad things. That's the only way we're going
to
do it.
But I believe that something has to be done now. So the death system that you're talking about trying to overcome a system that has been in place. Let's understand it. These police officers are the people who let Ku Klux Klan members take civil rights leaders and civil rights people and kill them. Let's just not that long ago.
Well, yes.
And these people's sons and their grandsons and all this stuff
right.
used to have jobs. This was not that long ago. So these, even before black men could even become policemen. So these people are entrenched in this system. So how do we get them out now? How do they keep their jobs when they're blatantly racist, or when they leave, they get these gigantic pensions? They created all this harm and destruction, but they're allowed to go on and live their lives like as if nothing happened, and they've just devastated millions of black families, and they are still allowed to live their lives.
I'm going to let Willie answer that.
You're absolutely correct. Something has to start now. But at every point, every time you go to change things, there has to be a starting point. And now we are looking at it. We know what's in front of us. We need, as a community, we need, as a government, to make this our starting point and mm-hmm. start holding people accountable.
Yeah.
We have to stop talking and start doing.
Yeah, I think we are. I really believe we are there now, as we were talking about on the break. Marie from Coral Springs. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi, thank you for having me. I've always had this concern, and maybe you can help me. I've heard it all, watched politics, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just turned 45 August 10th.
Congratulations.
And thank you. My concern now is that I think a lot of the problem, we think about our black police officers.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering, and this is what I believe, a lot of them, no matter where they are in the United States, whether they're men and women, but especially men, could it be with all the corruption that's in the police department, especially when it comes to our minority and black men, even the black police officers, could it be that they are cowards, or maybe they are scared, they're afraid, they will not stand up to the white man? Because there's something wrong with that. To know that all this corruption, you cannot tell me you're a black person that worked in a police department, and you've been there for years.
Okay, that's enough.
And then finally, when it comes to light, even though we know it's been happening, but now when it finally comes to light where the world can see it, I see these black men standing in the background.
You're making reference to the police chiefs that we've seen on television
lately. Not only police
lately.
Chiefs, just knowing that there are black men in the police department,
well,
and been there for years, and knowing that if these police officers and what's going on in these police departments are corrupted, I come to the conclusion, perhaps a lot of our black men are afraid. It's usually you always see the women crying out, mothers crying out, the women, because we're strong people. Women, we're strong. We'll get in, we do what we have to do to come to our children. But I just wonder, if you go all the way back to slavery hundreds of years ago, it's the women, Harriet Tubman, it's always the women.
Well, we can't say that, because Nat Turner, I understand what you're saying, Marie, and I do, I think that, though, when it comes to these arenas of power and control, that you have that, we have that dilemma. But what you're talking about, at the core of what you're talking about, I think all African Americans, I don't care what level you reach, we all have that in common. That, you know, Paul Mooney made a joke that wherever you are in all of this, you will get your wake-up call. And so I'd like you both to speak to that, because you're both in arenas where the higher you climb, the fewer of you there are in the room.
If you don't mind, my
you can start. Mm-hmm.
In 1980, when we started with the City of Fort Lauderdale Police Department,
mm-hmm.
there were 6 black police officers there. When mm-hmm. we arrived there, we made a grand total of 13. A year and a half after that, we created AIM, or better known now as the Black Police Officers Association.
Right.
I was the president. And when I got the call that Monday morning, I walked into an office with police chiefs, city managers, city attorneys, union presidents, and I was the only black person there.
Mm-hmm.
My stand at that time was, if you're planning to intimidate me because of what we're doing with my job, I will flip hamburgers at 2 McDonald's to take care of my family. Mm-hmm. Someone has to stand up and stand up, because the system is in place. And when you step out there, that's what you're going to have to do. Now, if
but you're one. But what I'm trying to understand is, when I hear that something's been corrupted for years, you can't tell me. I don't care.
Nobody saw it. Is what
the answer is. It's there, but you inside.
No, but you know.
Well,
why isn't it done? Why would it take 15, 20 years? You know.
Let me finish what I was saying.
Yes, sir.
When I stepped out there, working on midnights, I was answering in-progress calls by myself. I was making felony calls by myself, because now I'm outside of the police norm, the police culture. I'm out there doing my job, but no one was backing me up. These are the things that goes on inside of the culture, inside of the police departments, that the general public never sees.
Mm.
They don't hear.
Now,
they don't hear that.
When you say that no one was backing you up, I'm going to speak. I'm talking about primarily black men. You said you was the only one?
The answer is, I was taken out of the Northwest Fort Lauderdale, sent to the Southwest, and the answer to that was yes.
Okay, I'm gonna let him finish, Marie, but I need to pick up Michelle in Homestead on line one. Thank you, Marie. Michelle, hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi.
I
disagree with the last caller, because I have grown up in the city of Detroit, where it was predominantly black.
Hey, homegirl.
The mayor was black. The city, 99% of the police department is black.
Yeah.
And I don't see where that black police officers are cowards, because I see corruption in both black
right.
and white.
Right.
And I think that it's a matter of, when somebody gets a position of authority, and do they know how to use it?
Mm.
Do they know how to, you know, take that position of authority? And
right.
delegate the right people to follow through.
Right.
And I was listening to the police officer who was running for mayor, and we would hope that he, I mean, for sheriff.
For sheriff.
I would hope that he has the right plan in force, if he becomes the sheriff, to be able to delegate the right people, and not, you know, changes have to happen. Believe me, we have everything in my family, from Spanish, black, white, everything.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I have people who are scared to go out. I have nephews who are afraid to go out at night because things can happen to them. And, you know, I have, you know, sons that I even tell them, listen, no, don't drive 3 in a car, because one of them is black with them in the car. And I said, oh, no, you can't ride that if you don't know what people are going to do.
Mm.
So, you know, it has to do with the mentality of the people, and whether they can take that authority delegate right.
Properly. Thank you so much for your call. Well, yeah, I think that, you know, in policing and in politics, you know, I think it applies on both. So, you know, this election, just overall, locally and nationally, feels like a referendum on respect. Because that's really where that's what's missing. You know, this every time we see a shooting, you know, this last one, really, where they caught it on tape, where he's saying, I'm going to be on death duty for 30 days behind this, you know, like somebody ate his lunch. It just, you know, it just showed just a complete disregard for the fact that we just lost a life, you know. And I think that that is at the core on every level of this, in politics and, you know, but right before you all came in, I was talking about how this new study that they've done that, you know, African-American women are, you know, more worried about this election than anyone else. Barbara, I'd like to know from where you sit, you know, how do we've had the conversation a lot that that nobody's coming for our vote. They aren't really reaching out to us. Mm-hmm. So what would you offer people to get our agendas on the table outside of being able to write the right size check? I mean, how do we get in the room without that big check?
Well, it does make it very difficult for all of us to have that voice. But mm-hmm. in order for us, in relating to policing, let's just say, for example, at the state level, we work a little bit different because each department's procedure is different. Mm-hmm. Every one of the department's procedure is different. I don't know that there's a clear and a direct path for people to register complaints within mm-hmm. their rank and file.
Right.
Once you register a complaint, that individual now is ostracized.
Right.
You have a complete problem and it starts to break down.
Mm-hmm.
We look at the same thing in politics. You make too much noise, then you're put in the basement, as they would say in
right.
Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
You come back from lunch and your desk is in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
But you still must speak to the issues. You must be heard. You must stand up. You must find that strength and that courage to do the right thing, whether people agree with you or not.
Right.
Because you're sent there to do, in Tallahassee, you're sent to do a job for 156,000 people who are not able to go
right.
and voice their own concern. That's why they elect you to be your voice in Tallahassee.
Is the key to becoming a good politician to know which battles to fight?
No, I wouldn't say that because I think most of them need attention.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pick and choose because there can be just minute things wrong with some of the policies that are being formed mm-hmm. in Tallahassee. It may not be the overall bill itself being a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It can just be something tucked into the bill that
mm-hmm.
makes it just not palatable for anyone to pass.
Right.
So you have to stand on all issues.
Mm-hmm.
Make yourself really diverse on all issues as much as you can.
Yeah.
And try and bring out what's best for your particular community.
So it makes it even more paramount of importance that you know who you're sending
Absolutely.
Up there and that they have the goals in mind that you do.
Absolutely. You would hope to get somebody who's well diverse in many, many areas. I, for one, have been a entrepreneur, as you read in my bio.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked on task force between Dade and Broward in transportation. Immediately, I wanted to become part of the Florida's Department of Transportation and Ports Committee because I felt I had something valuable to bring to that.
Mm-hmm.
I also felt that I was going to be extremely good on doing things with lawmaking and ethics, because I think that that's crucial. We need to have honesty at the table. So you need to have somebody with a diverse ability to work. And I also sat on a joint committee between the Senate and the House, because I think that is crucial that we start merging of the minds and making some of these agencies really responsible to the legislators.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them had ignored some laws that we had on the book for 9 years and never took any action.
Mm. And right, and if you're not there to say, hello, what are you doing? Right, it won't go. Tom in Pembroke Pines, hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks, and thanks for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
So I had two questions, and one primarily for the gentleman running for sheriff, but however, it does apply to the state rep as well. And the first question I have is, would you support some type of legislation or mandate that police have to carry some type of malpractice insurance, for want of a better term, because in healthcare I carry malpractice in case something goes wrong, right?
Hmm.
Because the taxpayers end up being on the hook every time there's a settlement because of malfeasance from law offices. So that's my first question. And then more directly for the state rep, what are we going to do about the issue of affordable housing or living ability of the average Floridian, because, you know, the cost of living has gone up exponentially, and most working people
can't afford to live here.
Well, it starts...
I work for the state and haven't had an increase in 10 years.
You're absolutely right, and nor have I.
Okay, because should we go around the table?
But I totally agree with you.
Thank you, Tom.
Malpractice insurance, I think, is a little bit more for the private sector. When you have law enforcement agencies, they really fall under the municipal guidelines and what structure they have in place to handle unethical, or whether it has to do with some kind of behavior that is not in line with the policies of that community. It is the burden of the municipality to cover any costs in that respect. Yes, it goes right back to the individual's taxpayers to cover that cost, but we have to remember, we have to have somebody locally responsible. Then there is an opportunity later, if that is, once a judgment has been rendered and there's a set amount, the most scary part of all of it is that the claims cannot exceed $250,000. Because wow. Then it's bumped up to the state, and you have a claims with the state. And the state makes a decision who actually get paid and when. There have been people that have been waiting for years to have their claims.
Wow.
Whether it's in unjustified shootings, or whether it's whatever kind of claim you may have, an accident, a car accident with a municipal vehicle, or a state vehicle for mm-hmm. that matter. Those claims are bumped up to the state, and they don't get passed that often.
Wow. You know, we're talking about supporting malpractice insurance for police officers
mm-hmm.
a bit too much. It all boils down to leadership accountability. We need to put those apparatuses in place
yeah.
to protect the citizens, because as law enforcement, our first responsibility is to protect the Constitution of the United States.
Right.
That's our first duty. We're the face of democracy. So it's going to come down to the leaders who's leading these agencies to sit down and says, no, we're not going to tolerate that. We're not going to bring you in here. That's what's going to make a difference, and it's not going to happen overnight.
I was going to say, you know, it may not happen while we are alive, but we have to set the groundwork, just like, you know, I say often, Jan Levan Zant told me, if you want to eat an elephant, don't try and put the whole thing in your mouth at one time. We'll talk about where we are. Wow. We're at the end of this break, but coming up on the other side, we are going to get, I'll let you hear from our reps and what they want you to know when you go to the polls. Stay tuned, I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105.
We're here at CreditRepair.com, the most recognized name in the industry for resolving credit report issues and getting those scores up. There's a lot going on here today.
Yeah, that's right, Justin. You know, last year alone, we had over 500,000 calls from people needing help with improving their credit scores.
And no wonder. What you're doing works, right?
It sure does. Our proven process can help actually remove those unfair or inaccurate items from your credit report. And on average, people who have used our service have seen significant improvement in their credit scores month after month.
So when it comes to getting things in life that you really want, like a home, car, or even a new job, the first thing lenders usually look at is credit. So don't let a low credit score hold you back. Call creditrepair.com today. And so what happens when they call?
So when you call, we're actually going to give you a free credit report, a free credit score, and a free evaluation to tell you what's going on right over the phone.
Call creditrepair.com at 800-708-1401. That's 800-708-1401. 800-708-1401.
There are lots of messages out there about what you should do after you've been injured in a car accident. At Golson Spine Rehabilitation Center, our message is simple. You're hurt. You need a chiropractor. And that chiropractor is your choice. Not a referral company's or an attorney's, but yours. And when you choose Golson Spine Rehab Center, you get a team of qualified doctors and physical therapists ready to take care of your injuries. So whether it's our plantation, Pembroke Pines, North Lauderdale, or Aventura office, just know that we're putting your injuries first. After an accident, exercise your power to choose and call Golson Spine Rehab Center at 866-GOLDSON. That's 866-GOLDSON.
465-3766. Four locations to serve you and one convenient number, 866-GOLDSON, because chiropractic and physical therapy work.
Hello, Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use dental floss to cut delicate baked goods.
Floss can also be used to lash pine boughs together to form a sturdy lean-to or fashion a makeshift kilt.
Life Tip 2. A local Geico agent could help you save hundreds on your car insurance. They're the number one auto insurer in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and the largest in Florida. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance.
A Geico agent could save you even more on motorcycle, RV, or boat insurance as well. They even have military and federal employee discounts, and they're not afraid to use them.
Life Tip 3. You can make your own heat wrap by microwaving a sock filled with uncooked rice.
Your sore muscles will melt, and you'll put your otherwise unproductive rice grains to work.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Who are you walking for at the next Autism Speaks Walk?
Our son. We walk for Ashley. It's just bringing everyone together to show our love and support.
Join us at our next walk sponsored by Alpha Z Delta. Register and donate at AutismSpeaksWalk.org.
Yo, what's good? This is Big Daddy Kane, and you're listening to WHQT, Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Cox Media Group station.
Sally Beauty knows that beauty isn't one size fits all. That's why we've got hundreds of solutions for every hair, nail, and color need. Under $10 every day, and even less during our August buy two get one free sale. So split up with supermarket shampoo, say adios to overpriced cosmetics, and ditch your drugstore dye. Our miracle workers are all backed by our love it or return it guarantee. It's time to discover your next beauty secret at our buy two get one free sale and save on miracle workers like our exclusive best-selling brand Ion during August at the new Sally Beauty.
You live in an on-demand world. You want it now and you need it now. If you're injured in a car accident, you want to speak to an attorney immediately, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you're going to need an experienced, aggressive, and knowledgeable attorney. Car accident, remember, after 911, call 411, 1-800-411-PAIN. If you're injured in a car accident, remember, after 911, call 411, 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service, non-employee spokesperson.
Colon cancer is preventable if it's caught early. The Maruni Cancer Center at Cleveland Clinic, Florida can help determine if you're at risk. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/colon cancer for a free 5-minute assessment. Cleveland Clinic Florida has convenient locations offering same-day appointments.
Switch to Metro PCS and get a free Samsung Galaxy on 5. Sales tax not included.
Hot 105.
Lost my life, I had to fight. Lost my life, hard times like yeah, bad trips like yeah. Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up, but if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. But I'm gonna be looking at you from the face.
We're back. We're back. Kendrick Lamar right there. I talk about that song a lot because it makes me think of Keon Hardiman. I love that song. And Keon Hardiman and I standing on stage at the Overtown Music Festival, looking out at that crowd, you know, just having a great time, and everybody's just all happy, and like we're like in tears, like we go because you know there's so much that says that there's so much wrong with our community, but when but when we're together and we are having a good time, it's nothing better. It's just nothing better in the world. 888-550-9105. We are wrapping up with State Representative Barbara Watson. Willie Jones, who is running for sheriff of Broward County. Chef Irene is going to be kicking it. He's getting very hot over here. Hot like fire over here. Okay, did you hear the sizzle? He's going to ride out with me for the rest of the evening. So in thinking about, you know, your run, now you're running for re-election.
That's correct.
And so what would you want people to know about you, about your candidacy, and what you want to do for the community going forward when they go to the polls?
Well, I think when you mark for number 51 for Barbara Watson, I think you're asking for leadership, proven leadership. You're talking about someone who's working extremely hard for his constituents. And I don't look at color as being the dividing line of who I work for and who I don't work for.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think at the end of the day, we all will benefit for good leadership.
Amen. I agree. And Willie Jones, running for sheriff of Broward County, God bless you. First of all. I've said that to Scott Israel several times. I don't, I mean, you know, there's not enough money in the world that you could offer me to take that job. But you are running into the fire, you know.